Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's mix it on up there, eh, Froggius? By the way, how come nobody's talking about how miserable Steph Curry is? Maybe he wants out.
Wow, right?
He looked miserable yesterday.
Yeah, oh, sad. Nowhere. He seemed very sad yesterday, though.
Finally fed up with Draymond.
Wouldn't you be sad?
Lost to the Heat.
Is that the only team in the league that's smaller than the Heat?
Oh, they're tiny. And listen, you can be a big in lumber. You can't be 6'8 in lumber. Like,
like old Draymond.
Like old triple single.
It was good seeing Jovic and Hakez give him the business yesterday. I did enjoy that. I did enjoy that. What do you got for us today, Marcos?
Speaking of Jovic, yesterday he said something that's going to give you the goosies.
Oh?
If you're a Jovi fan. Something I've been waiting to see. You know what I wanted to happen when Jimmy Butler said, I don't want to be here anymore. You know what I wanted someone to do? Wanted them to stand up, say, you know what? Team's on my back now. 3 a.m. practices. But it's fine. It's a lot to ask for before a road game, before a road trip. Luckily, Jovic, after yesterday's game, took responsibility for how this team responds to the Jimmy Butler saga coming to an end.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm just responsible to help this team look better. You know, got to get in, make the right play, move the ball, and I think that's why they're really good.
Wow.
I'm telling you, hey.
Wow.
Am I not spot on with this?
Hey, buddy.
Last night was a moment in time for this franchise.
Mm.
We're going to all look back. Sometimes you have games, you're oddly enough, it is usually against Warriors.
Wow.
But I remember specifically, I remember the Bam Adebayo game.
Man.
when he put the clamps on Steph Curry. And you just remember moments in time.
Hmm.
This one happened to be on offense. And Nikola Jovic hitting back-to-back threes and giving the DX chop, right, with a Steph Curry bewildered right next to him. And I just thought to myself, remember this night, Tobin. Remember this night, for this is the night it became Nikola Jovic's franchise.
Memorable.
I'm not crazy.
Well, right.
I mean, they'll call me a madman. And one day, I don't know when that day is. Maybe it's this year, probably not this year. Maybe it's next year, probably not this year. But maybe one day, when Anthony Edwards is here with Nico, hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy. Remember Tobes told you about that Warriors game where the Miami Heat improved to 18-17 when he scored a season high 20 points, that this was the night Nikola Jovic took over the franchise.
Wow.
Yeah?
I'm telling you, Leroy.
Memorable.
I'm telling you. It was memorable. Anyway, what else you got?
We mentioned this previously, if you're listening on the Odyssey app or potentially watching us on YouTube or Twitch.
You better be watching on YouTube and Twitch.
Better be watching.
You better subscribe.
Put you in the face. Wendy says the Heat and Jimmy Butler may have to get used to each other.
Well, is it a good time for the Miami Heat to trade Jimmy Butler, Brian? What's the latest that you can share with us about what's going on in Miami?
It's terrible. From what I understand, you know, he asked for a trade 5 days ago. The Heat announced it 5 days ago. From what I understand, there is no traction on anything. The Heat have had discussions with a handful of teams. There is no offer that the Heat have progressed on. You know, some of these offers, you need a third or fourth team because of all the restrictions. Really, in this, in the modern NBA, where there's so many teams that have restrictions on trades, you need Bobby Marks and a laptop to have a trade discussion. You really do. And that is stifling it. The fact that Jimmy Butler can be a free agent in the summer and has not exactly been somebody who will play his hardest when he's not in a situation he loves. I think that's chilling the market. And to be honest with you, while you cannot predict things in the NBA, you know, we have weeks left to the trade deadline. There's literally anything could happen that could change situations. I think the Heat and Jimmy Butler are staring down the reality of him returning and having to play for the Heat when this suspension ends.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun next Friday. Home game? Nuggets. Whew. Who also apparently he told, no thanks.
And here's the other problem.
Yikes.
Here's the other problem. You got to start him, right?
Yeah, of course. What? Right? No way.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, unless it is just literally like, nah, I'm on the bench. Because they can't, you know, they can't tell him to go away.
Yeah.
But you understand the problems. Yeah.
Or they come up with an injury. Jimmy gets hurt in training.
Yeah, his back. You can never test that, right? Back.
Yeah, you can never test a back.
Yeah.
Back and hammies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else I hate about? He's right about the trade machine. God, I hate the trade machine now.
Oh, you were on it.
It sucks. Everything is negated because it's like, oh, they're an apron team and it's got to be 100. Well, you got salaries that are like into the hundreds of thousands. How can you get 100% of salary equal?
Man. Right.
So I have almost trade machine, which is kind of close. They'll figure it out.
Close enough. You got close enough trade machine.
Last night I sent Jimmy Butler to the Suns.
Yep.
I sent Bradley Beal to the Bulls.
Wow.
Because he was coached by Billy Donovan. I learned that yesterday. I forgot.
Sweet.
The Pels, they get back Lonzo Ball, expiring deal. Josh Giddey.
All right.
Expiring deal. Nico Vucevic.
Okay.
You know, he makes a little bit of money.
Wasn't he already there?
Was Nico Vucevic? No, he was in Orlando, dude.
I'm thinking of Valanciunas.
You are thinking of Valanciunas.
Yeah.
And the Miami Heat get back Zion Williamson and Herb Jones.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Simple as that, dude. Easy. Easy. Who cares if the Pelicans gave up the cornerstone of their franchise for
Lonzo
Ball?
It's not the cornerstone of their franchise. Okay. Dude, they have five wins.
Cares?
You don't have a cornerstone of your franchise with five wins.
Well, if Chicago just gave up a majority of their roster for Bradley Beal because one time they...
What are they going to do? What is Chicago doing?
Totally makes sense. Yeah, everything.
What is Chicago's record?
I don't know. I think they're like... What are they, like 14-18?
Sounds about right. I'd actually be surprised if they got that many wins.
No, they're not awful.
Oh, they're actually 17-19.
That same damn record as the Heat!
Yeah.
No way.
But they've been wanting to get rid of Lonzo Ball and Vucevic forever.
That's true.
Every day it's Vucevic, LaVine, Lonzo Ball. How do we get out of these contracts? Hey, you get Bradley Beal. Reunite Billy Donovan with his college player.
That's right.
Still hurt.
Just saying.
You can reunite any. You can't. It's hard to reunite a player who can't play.
Now, the trade machine rejected this because of aprons or whatever, but.
What's an apron even?
It was close. I think I got it pretty close. Andy Ellisberg can figure it out.
They'll figure it out from there.
You're welcome, everybody. I just figured out the whole drama. We're getting Zion, dude.
Is that when you said, I want him? Then you went and.
Oh, man. When he had that dunk yesterday? Woo-hoo! That's all I had to see.
360.
Here. Let's be real here. You think Pat Riley is going to trade for a guy that plays fewer games than Jimmy?
Yeah, but what is he, 24?
Okay, and?
He played more games than Tyler last year.
Mm.
You know, called Tyler fragile. Tyler answered the bell.
The body heals better after 24.
The salt water, right?
Something about that.
You know, I think it would do him well.
Yeah.
Fresh air. Half moon empanadas.
Yeah, dude.
Full moon at Tootsie's.
You're going to be half moon in it, but it ain't going to be with no damn empanadas.
Hollover Beach.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We go from one freakishly large athlete in Zion Williamson to another in Derrick King Henry.
Oh, man. What'd he say?
He said,
he's a giant. I'm a giant. This just is imagine if Bam was a running back.
Yeesh.
Anyway, Derrick Henry on his success and Lamar Jackson.
My success shouldn't knock his, or, you know, vice versa. Lamar is one main reason why I came here, you know, to play with a Hall of Fame quarterback, MV caliber quarterback, and you know, I've been seeing all the chatter. I forgot who said it, you know, celebrating too with him and Josh Allen. They both had hell of years. Hell of a year this year. So, you know, I feel like Lamar, in his case, I feel like his stats can be even better. You know, I feel like he's the best player in the league, and you know, it's only going to get better from here. But I don't feel like what I've done shouldn't hurt him.
Lamar's not going to win MVP.
Is it because Derrick Henry?
No, he's not going to win MVP because he's going to get punished for non-playoff success. Because MVP is a narrative award. They're always political.
Wow.
And they're going to look at it and say, well, you got Derrick Henry this year. And yeah, great numbers. But
isn't that the media's fault, though?
Absolutely, 100%.
Here's what's funny about that. They will talk about a player ad nauseum, about him doing things the way he may do it or saying something or whatever. And then when they vote on these awards, they pick reasons that have nothing to do with the actual performance of the players. Stuff like, oh, he won it last year. Stuff like, oh, he hasn't had any success in the playoffs, even though it's not a playoff award.
It's not.
You're supposed to be looking at this year and this regular season only. And so, like, yeah, man, like, I think they're being hypocrites when they pick these awards. I'm not saying that Josh Allen doesn't deserve it, but the reasons why they give it to Josh and not Lamar are ridiculous. Just say Josh, you feel Josh Allen had, if you came to me and said, I think Josh Allen had a better year, I respect that. That's your opinion. But if you say, oh, I'm going to give it to Josh Allen because Lamar has two and he hasn't had any postseason success, you should have your vote taken. Because that's not what the award is.
But you know that's what it is, though.
Right. I know. It's unfortunate that here we are pointing fingers at all these athletes and you're basically doing some of the same crap.
Got one more in the mixed bag, but it just depends on how depressed you want to be honest. It's more Chris Greer.
All right. Lay it on me.
One of the glaring holes was the lack of preparation at the backup quarterback position.
Okay.
Christopher Greer addresses that.
We were in on a number of top flight backup quarterbacks in the league. We were runner ups for a couple of them that we wanted to get here. And for, you know, some financial restraints and compensatory pick stuff, we just couldn't go to those prices. But all those guys wanted to come here. And so it's a position that we did not take lightly. We were working through that the entire offseason, and the fact that some of those guys were willing to come here at what we could pay them, it shows how they believe in Mike and his staff and the offensive scheme and the players that are here. They're all excited about our skill group. So that's a position we will always focus on, and it will be a position that we will focus on this offseason. And I will tell you, every stone will be unturned at that position, including the draft.
Let me tell you why all these quarterbacks wanted to come here. Because the only chance of them getting theirs is having a chance of playing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the landscape of all the quarterbacks that are playing backup roles, you look for one or two things: injury-prone quarterback, bad quarterback, or young quarterback. and you suck, you eat up those backup roles, because that gives you the greatest opportunity to play. Case in point, Sam Darnold.
Right. And Sam Darnold was $5 million this year. Joe Flacco, $5 million. Right. Drew Lock, $5 million.
Well, they listen. I'm gonna tell you, Joe Flacco got a born on date, right? Like when you get to meet, please use by. That's Joe Flacco. Please do not use more than 3 weeks, because he made him the starter. He was good for like 2 weeks. That third week, that cheese got mold on it.
Yeah, for sure. But like, what is the thing? Like, what kind of a thing is that to reveal? We almost got guys, except for the lack of resources we had, but they wanted to be here.
Again,
like, you're what?
Listening, you're listening to this and understand what this presser is. It is called the Justify Press. Presser.
But it's just so unnecessary. Right? Like, because you start off just saying.
Of course it's unnecessary.
Just say, hey, we believe in Skylar Thompson. He let us down. Or we believe in Skylar Thompson. Didn't work out for us. Well, what is this extra? What is this extra? You know, toppings on the excuse Sunday of
people by nature find it difficult to put fault on themselves. Right. That's what this whole presser was. How can I have this press conference without telling everybody it was my fault and then taking responsibility at the end? So. He'll give all this and say, you know, and this is how it ends. Look, at the end of the day, it's on me. Right? Not, you know what? Like you said, we had some guys we thought could get the job done. We were wrong. And now we got to do a little bit more at that position. Right? Because there's a few positions that are like that. Backup quarterback, line of scrimmage.
Take a break. More to come here on the show, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, and on the Odyssey app. Back after this.